Hello there, it's Rebecca, aka Mental Girl, and a Monday. We are in the first week of May. So welcome. If you're new here, just grab a cup of something that you love to sip and sit down, and it's like we're met in a coffee shop and I'm just chatting away. If you're one of my regulars, you know how I chat. So just come on in, sit down and relax. Hopefully at the end of the podcast, you'll just feel better, have a smile on your face, and get out there and self-care. So, no notes today for this manic Monday. I am standing by my coffee maker listening to the sound of the gurgling because it's actually quite comforting. I don't have any notes today. I thought I did, but and then for a split second, I was thinking maybe I won't do one today because just I've been feeling like just the last few days, this anxiety. It's like, I'll admit I don't like it. But then I thought, what better time to do a podcast about a real subject, about what's something that I'm going through right now, and to just remind myself as I do this podcast, then what time is it? Of course, it's time to slather on a ton of self-care. If I'm having this anxiety that's kind of settled in me, that means I'm either thinking about the past too much or thinking about the future or bouncing back and forth between the two. That's usually my heads up, what's going on, and I have been. I bounce back and forth. I sort of bounce too far ahead in the future with a bunch of what ifs or scenarios, and then I bounce back, and then I just go all over the place. And I realize that I guess that's, I've been doing that a little too much. I think that my subconscious is hearing and conjuring up more. So now I need to slather on the self-care so that my subconscious remembers, oh, that's right. Yeah, we're human. We have anxious moments. That's okay, but we don't stay in that. I don't allow the anxiety and all of that to run the show. So I did set out for a walk today, and it was really nice because I was telling myself that, you know, I'm trying to catch myself. So as I was going on my walk, I slathered on the self-care statements. It's like I feel like I'm walking with my best friend. My best friend is me and Mental Girl. And I sort of like when I found myself sort of chewing on a future or past or whatever, I'm like, well, ooh, what's that? What's that? That doesn't look like that's a present moment thing. That looks like a past or a future thing. We can let that go. Try to just release it. So, these things do happen. Sometimes they happen when too many things sort of occur, or it happens when things get quiet. You know how things get quiet? You're like, oh, I like when things are quiet and calm. And then if you're a overthinker, sometimes you go to those places about, you know, oh, it's calm. And you feel like when it's calm, you start to get that a little twinge of, don't get comfortable, it's anxiety here. So, as I went on my walk, I try to speak gently to anxiety because I know I just sounded like anxiety was a little bit of a nudge, which a little bit is, because anxiety can be great about saying, hey, I'm feeling something, watch out, or let's gear up our rational thinking or our common sense here. But also anxiety can be just kind of nudging, and conjuring up all these what-ifs so that you get anxious. So, as I was walking, I also tried to talk gently. You know, all right, anxiety. I see that you're trying to be helpful, but it's not helpful if you're conjuring up so many things that are in the past and the future. Now, of course, anxiety is not, well, I guess it's like a thing, but for me and my subconscious, and again, I've discussed this before, that your subconscious doesn't know fact or fiction. So it not necessarily means that there's something that anxiety is, but I do feel like it's good imagery to sort of be able to kind of chat with your subconscious about it. Sort of like, it's like, oh, okay. Because the brain is always interested in solving and creating solutions. It really is. I think that that's one of its wonderful things that it does. But at the same time, it's playing with all these things. So I think that imagery is wonderful for the brain in some level, you know, to create something so that the solutions start happening. But again, the best imagery is to stay in the present. So that's what I'm trying to do right now, just to sort of bring myself back to the present moment. Listen to things that remind me to do that. Find the humor, find the beauty, find the magicalness and everything. And listening to my gurgling of my coffee shop, my coffee pot. Oh my, it is like a coffee shop. If we were in a coffee shop, we would hear the gurgling of coffee. And actually it's perfect. It sounds like it's about ready. So I'll leave you with that. I won't go too much into it. Those are just some of the things that are kind of on my mind. If they're on your mind, you're not alone. I think that it's more opportunities to self-care, self-aware, and slather on the really supportive and kind and loving words for your subconscious. So that's my spiel for today. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to like and comment and subscribe. Share, because I just love seeing my listener count go up. The last episode was fabulous. I had a lot of listeners, and that's just thrilling. That means people are listening and hopefully going out there and just sort of kind of digging the mental girl speeches. So thank you so much for listening. Till next time.